Welcome into the Snapped Podcast. My name is Tyler Kluver, and I am a former Division I athlete turned entrepreneur. I run my own fitness and nutrition coaching business, as well as a sports media brand that produces podcasts, sells merchandise, and creates exclusive paid content. The fun part is I don't really know what I'm doing as a business owner. I'm just figuring it out day by day. This show, Snapped, acts as an audio journal for my thoughts and ideas on fitness, health, business, mindset, and whatever else I find important on the pursuit to personal happiness and a balanced life. I hope you can take something from the show that makes your life a little bit better. And regardless, I'm just happy you're here. Let's have a day. Let's go. Snap Podcast, here we go. Gonna be a quick one today. 24.2 recap. Not a lot to talk about, which is good. Needs to be a quick one. Spring break, hanging out with the fam, other stuff going on, got workouts to do. Quick podcast. 24.2. 24.1 went well. Again, as we talked about last week, I've got the thing pulled up here on the side. Currently the Iowa leaderboard specifically. I like to filter to the state of Iowa. Pretty fit state, by the way. That just so happens to be in the middle of the Midwest. Relevant on a national level, obviously highlighted by Colton Mertens up at the top, but down in 20th is your boy, 20th overall in Iowa. 18th last year was what I placed after three events. We're hoping to move up from that this year. Again, we're trying to still improve upon all the places that we were last year. We'll get to where we stand on that in a second. 17th in the first workout in Iowa, 29th on this second one. Why did we slide back 12 spots relative to the field on this specific workout? What was the workout? What did I score? How did it go? How did we do it? All the details. Let's dive into it. Announced on Thursday, instead of a 7-8 minute burner workout, we went long, generally in this CrossFit format that they are currently using. It's going to be a format that looks like this. Some workout that for the best is going to be in the 5 to 8 minute time frame. Some workout that's going to be in the 8 to 12 minute time frame. And another workout that is upwards of that 16 to 20 minute time frame. Three different time frames there. We'll call it a long, short, and a medium. I'd say those are pretty good names for those time frames. Tests, obviously. The capacity of endurance, right? You have some burner workouts where you don't need as much of that aerobic capacity. You need some more of that anaerobic muscle fatigue, endurance, I guess you would call it. Other workouts like this last one, they're going to let you go. And there was no saving grace here. This wasn't a workout where, hey, if you do it faster, you're done. This was an AMRAP. 20 minutes. What do you got? 20-minute AMRAP. 300 meters on the rower. Not how your boy wanted to see the rower show up in this year's Open. 10 deadlifts at 185 pounds and 50 double unders. Right off the bat, how does that look? Well, generally, if you've been training and, you know, hitting your CrossFit like you should be, you've been training all the modalities. That's a pretty simple workout, right? Deadlift shows up more often than not once a week, twice a week. Double unders, you're definitely going to hit once or twice a week, at least in a competitive format, like, which is how you should take anything that I say. Rowing, we just talked about it. Been doing a rowing progression. There's hardly anybody out there that's better than rowing. That's better than me at rowing right now. Now, the issue here lies where I injured my back on November, let's just call it 4 months ago. And so for the last 4 months, 3 months, 4 months, in any Metcon setting, that is metabolic conditioning, a workout where you're going to put together a circuit of movements and you're going to try for as many reps as possible, or you're going to line it up and go 30, 20, 10, deadlift, double unders. That'd be a great workout right there. I have avoided both of those movements. One of them because I didn't want to hurt my back anymore, and that was deadlifts. The other, I'll be honest, just double unders have never been a they are weak. They're not a weakness, I would guess, but in this workout, they definitely were the crux for me. I just haven't spent the time doing double unders. I don't have an excuse for that. So I'm underprepared there. And this workout turned out to be essentially for those who can row at a semi okay pace, you know, 1:50 to 2 minute pace on the 500 and can do the deadlifts unbroken and sort of just have like a good general base capacity of fitness. This was a transition and double under workout. Sets of 50 double unders aren't big, but they aren't small. And when you're 12, 14, 16 minutes deep into a workout, you're tired, your timing's a little off, the swing of your rope is a little bit different, the height that you're getting on each jump on a double under is a little bit different, how everything feels is a little bit different, just the general kinesthetic awareness of like doing a set fresh versus doing a set very, very tired at high heart rate is different. And again, I have not practiced that, and I got punished for it. How so? Well, I was rowing at a pace that should have gotten me, I guess we should go over the score. I scored 821 reps on this workout. Got to do this one at my first ever Friday Night Lights, which was cool. The gym, CrossFit Des Moines, where I train once or twice a week, stepped in and did, was a part of the community event there on the Friday night. So no real excuses there, but I actually never trained past 3:30 in the afternoon. And we did this workout at 7 p.m. So it was a little bit different, but still, it was fun. Third yawn of the podcast so far. It was fun. Got to do it next to Cole and Ty and Jay, who are my three training partners when I do go to the gym. We were all kind of right there with each other in that first go around. Those three redid it for reasons of their own. I choose not to do, I very, very, very rarely redo open workouts. So that being said, we took our 821, which was 810 reps, marked the 9-round mark. So every round was 90 reps, 9 times 90, 810. And then I got 11 reps, which is 110 meters into that 10th round row. I should have had a score much closer to that 900 mark. I should have rowed slower because now knowing, and I knew this going in, but I thought I rowed slow enough. I could have rowed slower and kept my heart rate down even more, which would have given me the opportunity to potentially do better on the double unders. Not trip as much, not have to break as much, which by the time we got to about set five, round five, from there on out, 5, 6, 7, 8, and 9, I was tripping or intentionally stopping twice, about an average of twice per double under set. Let's say each one of those was 5 seconds long. I think I'd be lucky if that was the average break. Let's call it 6 seconds. I think it still might be short. 5 rounds worth of that, twice each time. 10 breaks or trips, 6 seconds each time. That's a minute of work. That's a minute of just resetting or having to breathe and let my body build back up capacity to continue to do double unders. And an entire minute on the back end of that workout, if I'm just smooth and I keep going, who knows? I probably do get a lot closer to the 900 range. So live and you learn. It's all good. And if I redid the workout, I'm almost positive I would get a much better score. But that is not what we're here to do. Let's take a look at where that placed me on the leaderboard worldwide. So in the first week, if anybody can recall, I put up a score that was just outside the top 4,000 in the world. This week, dropped about 1,000 spots on that individual workout basis. I was just outside the top 5,000 in the world, which is pretty good. I'll take it, right? It, you know, there's 170,000 dudes doing this, and my score was almost top 5,000. Cool, that's fine, but we're trying to be elite here. We're trying to be top 1%. And top 1% of 170,000 is 1,700, not 5,278. So it is what it is. Now, that being said, if you're consistent in the sport of CrossFit, you get rewarded for that. And that being so, you know, in week one, your workout placement is your overall placement because there's only been one workout. So I was in 4,124th place. And even though this second week, I got a score that was 5,278th on the specific workout, now with the two scores combined, I actually jumped up 600 spots to 3,528th in the world. So I improved 700 places by being consistent and getting around the same kind of thing. That will happen again if I put together a good performance here in week three. Like I said, I'm sitting in a great spot as far as what my expectations were. It will be very hard for me to jump, you know, cut that total placing in half here in this third week, unless I just get an absolute roundhouse workout, and we're going to need some strength for that as well. Could be coming. We'll talk about that here in a second, but I'm sitting in 3,500th basically. And to get a better placement than last year in the world, I would have to cut it down just like down in the low 1700s, maybe the 1600s. So we would have to have a knockout workout, like I said. Relative to how that placing plays in the region, let's take a look at that. That places me just outside the top 1,000 in the country. I'm sitting in 1,120th in the United States, 576th in the North America West region, which checks out. That's actually exactly perfect. It's exactly half. And the country is cut in two regions, cut in half. So, you know, we're good. We're good with that. We're sitting in the 98th percentile of the open. The top 25% make the quarterfinals. That's all we care about. I know what my training was leading into this. I'm not, you know, it's not a big deal, but it's the competitive nature that comes out in me. Would have loved to see rowing in a different capacity where your ability to row at high intensity and high output was rewarded rather than your ability to just do it. That was unfortunate. And then the whole workout was double under efficiency and transitions. And I felt like my transitions were pretty good. I just didn't have it on the jump rope. Was pretty happy. Again, I have not done deadlift volume in 3 to 4 months. The most deadlifts I've done in a workout were in strength sets. I think I've done like 5 sets of 6, maybe 30 reps of volume. And granted, they were at higher weights, you know, maybe up in the 300 somewhere just to stay with the strength numbers. But I haven't done them in a Metcon where the volume reached 60 or 80 or 100 reps in months. I'm talking, you know, we're going on almost half a year. And so to do 90 reps at 185 and come out unscathed. Now I was lit up, you know, I had the soreness plenty, but I was fine. We're good. That's a win. And again, if I'm healthy, that's the biggest takeaway. That's a win. Looking ahead to week three, what could possibly show up? What could show up that would give me the opportunity to maybe cut that total placement down, by a bunch? Well, we've hinged, and jumped a bunch. So the low back at this point, which was not what we needed to see a lot of, has been basically all we've seen. And we've done no squatting, and we've done no gymnastics. So that is likely what we're going to see in week three. You've got both types of muscle ups on the table. chest to bar pull-ups, toes to bar, some kind of thruster or front squat, or an overhead squat. And then I suppose there's also the ability, there could be a lunge, some type of lunge. I don't think there's going to be any handstand push-ups or handstand walking. So, which is cool. We'll save that for quarters. That's my jam. We'll save it for quarters when it matters. But I'm guessing some sort of thruster, pull-up, thruster, thruster muscle-up, something along those lines. And if I had to guess a time frame, it's going to, you know, we've gone short. First workout took 7 minutes, 7.5 minutes for me, 20 minutes for everybody on this last one. I would imagine for me, where that now falls, is going to be somewhere around that 12 to 14 minute range. If I had to guess, that's the, we're going to hit the medium time frame, which I'm actually pretty good at. I really like a medium time frame. The one thing I'm worried about is volume of chest to bar pull-ups or volume of muscle-ups. Again, similar to dumbbell unders, I just have not practiced those through these winter months when I was pretty much just focused on cardio and strength. But we'll see what happens. That's my prediction. Hopefully we see I'd love to see a one rep max lift, you know, like some kind of snatch or clean jerk, something heavy. But again, that will come in quarters. And this year, more than ever, the quarters is just an extension of the open. So there's an update on 24.2. We got one more week to stay healthy and keep banging away. And we'll see where we end up worldwide. But we're in there. We're competing. As always, TylerKluver.com. If you're interested in the training, TKG training there on the screen. If you're watching the YouTube, check the Instagram, the Twitter. 30 minutes a day. All you need is a dumbbell. And you can have elite fitness, less than $1 a day. Hit me up in the DMs as well, Tyler Kluver on the socials. Remember, your excuses mean nothing. They are not valid. Go get it done. We'll talk to you next week. Until then.